Allen, Anderson, Adkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Kinella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would the members on the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, Deacon Sergio Diaz from the Diocese of Sacramento, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Hannah Beth Jackson.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Almighty God, source of all goodness in our lives, merciful and compassionate God, we beseech you, hear our prayer. Loving Father, illuminate our minds with your wisdom, that in your light we may distinguish and discern right from wrong and good from evil. Temper our appetites for power and prestige, and satiate us with piety and peace of mind and heart as we strive to serve those who entrust us with their lives and well-being. Grace us with your courage to uphold the rights of the mighty as well as the lowly, and to be the voice for the voiceless when they have no one else but me. Endow us with patience to listen with open mind and heart to opposing views, that through collaboration we can bring about the common good. Bless us with humility to accept our limitations and to remember that apart from you, we can do nothing. Finally, Lord, help us to love ourselves and others as you love us, for we are entrusted with grave responsibility, and only by abiding in your love can we hope to discharge our sworn duty to serve. Amen.
Members, without objection, we will move to file item 67. Members, that's file item 67, AB 114. File item 67, Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 114 by Assemblymember Ting. An act relating to health and making an appropriation therefore to take effect immediately, bill related to the budget.
Senator Mitchell.
Good morning, and thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, you know we took up a battery of trailer bills last week. This is one we skipped last week. It's been on file since then, and so I'm here to present AB 114. Most significantly, this bill extends the sunset date for the umbilical cord blood collection program at the University of California by 3 years to January 1st, 2023. It extends the sunset date for the California Health Benefits Review Program to July 1, 2020, and it implements improvements and additional transparency to the process for reversion of unspent Mental Health Services Act funds from counties after 3 years. Colleagues, I ask for your aye vote.
Members, debate or discussion on this item? Debate or discussion? Senator Portantino.
Yes, Mr. President and members, I rise to strongly support AB 114. One of the components of this bill was the California Umbilical Cord Blood Collection Program, which my good colleague across the aisle and I, Mr. Anderson, were co-authors of when we were in the Assembly. That provision is this bill. There's Mr. Anderson. I want to give a shout out to the work that we did in the Assembly to create this program. This lifts the sunset and extends this life-saving program, which to date has had 28 families receive a life-saving benefit from the cord blood program, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Members, additional debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Mitchell, would you like to close?
Thank you, colleagues. I ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Bell. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Kinella. De Leon. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. Galgione. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Morrell. Newman. Aye. Wynn. Nilsson. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Vidak. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Anderson. Bates. Anderson, aye. Bates. Bell. Berryhill. Kinella. Aye. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Wynn. Nilsson. Stone. Vidak. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Senator Mitchell moves the call. Members, we're going to return to privileges of the floor. Senator De Leon, are you prepared to introduce your guests? Senator De Leon. Members, if we can please limit our conversations and turn our attention to Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, we have the Japanese flag bestowed next to the California flag today because we are joined on the floor by 15 members of the Japanese Chamber of Commerce of Northern California, as well as the Japanese Business Association of Southern California. These venerable organizations are conducting their long-standing annual visit to the state capital, to their great state capital, to promote goodwill and strong relations between California and Japan. Representing together over 700 Japanese companies doing business here, both groups have very, very deep roots in California. They were established back in 1951 as well as 1961, respectively. But their origins reach back to the early 1900s when Japanese-American businesses started to thrive in California. Well, the California-Japan relationship is still thriving very much today. California has become the top location for Japanese manufacturing plants, distribution centers, retail outlets, and finance operations that employ many thousands of Californians and generate billions in state as well as local tax revenue. Our governments cooperate on many critical issues from transportation, infrastructure, and seismic safety to climate change and sustainable energy. I had the privilege, in fact, several of us on this floor had the privilege in a bipartisan fashion to go to Japan just a few years ago on an official state delegation in 2015 to strengthen our mutually beneficial relationship. We dealt with the issue of high-speed rail, and upon my return, I had the honor to actually have lunch with Prime Minister Abe. And also, too, for many folks who don't know, and I'd like to extend this invitation both to our Republican friends, our Democratic friends, we will have an official trip to Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, Kobe, and some other cities that a handful of senators are going. We'd love to take a bipartisan delegation to Japan, again, to strengthen this bond that exists. It's not just economic, but it's deeply cultural as well, too, because the Japanese and Japanese Americans have a very long, rich history here in the great state of California. And I can tell you the area that I represent, Boyle Heights, which is largely a immigrant Latino neighborhood, but before it became predominantly Latino, very rich roots, not just in the Ashkenazi Jewish American community, but the Japanese American community. And when many folks of Japanese ancestry were interned during this World War II, Franklin D. Roosevelt at the time, president, many of the Japanese Americans gave their possessions, trusted their possessions to their Latino neighbors, and that really brought communities together. And a lot of folks don't know about that history that's really deep and rich. But we are fast forward 2017, high speed rail, economic cooperation, manufacturing, when it comes to climate change, how do we move goods, capital, and commerce to our friends, our neighbors, you know, in the Pacific Rim, knowing that they are the third largest economy in the world, and California is the sixth largest economy in the world. So we will, again, return later this month, or I should say next month, and we know that Senator from San Fernando Valley, as well as from Long Beach, as well as from West Los Angeles, will all be leaving. But again, we want to invite all individuals. I would love for everyone to go to this amazing trip to Japan. With us today is the president of the JCCNC, who is the president and CEO of Tomita International. That is Mr. Hiroshi Tomita. Also, we have Mr. Hitoshi Ishikawa, who is the president of the JBA, who is senior vice president and central manager of Los Angeles branch of Mitsubishi Corporation. And along with them, we have many other representatives of so many great businesses. We are privileged to have them here today. Please join me, colleagues, in a bipartisan spirit to welcome our Japanese American friends and colleagues. Thank you very much.
Welcome to your California State Capitol. Senator Nielsen on this issue.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I want to just mention one of the many links, or two of the many links. Oftentimes when we've celebrated the Japanese, I've spoken about during the internment and how their neighbors of those interned took care of their property and were stewards of the land, and as my dad did, handed the tractor keys back to those farmers when they returned from the internment. More recently, though, another kind of a bond between California and Japan. A good friend of mine is named Warren Vinarsky, and he's the founder of Stag's Leap Winery. And his Cabernet in 1975 won a blind tasting in Paris, France, as did Michelangelo Gergich, Mickey Gergich is his name, it was Chateau Montalina. His Chardonnay won the blind tasting in 75 that put California wines on the world map. Just a little over a month ago, the Japanese in Tokyo hosted another world blind tasting. I assume that that was to try to kind of promote the wines in Japan and put Japan on the wine market. And ladies and gentlemen, you've achieved your purpose. The feedback that I've gotten from that, from Mr. Vinarsky, as recently as this morning, tells me it was a great success. And those two same Napa Valley wines, the Chardonnay and the Cabernet, won first prize at the Tokyo Blind Tasting. But another example of the partnership that we have with that great nation.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Members, we're still on privileges of the floor. Oh, Senator Patton on this issue.
Another privilege. Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, as members of the API Joint Legislative Caucus, Senator Nguyen and I would like to welcome the Asian Pacific Islander Capital Association summer interns seated in the gallery. There. All right. We have. So we have Amy Chang, Mercy Bacallan, all right. Jeffrey Bruski, Catherine No, Mona Shabbat, Right? All right. And Celine Tan. So these interns come from all over the state and were placed in 6 Senate and Assembly offices, including my own. And this week they're on orientation. They'll start in their offices on Monday through the end of recess. Again, thank you for that warm welcome.
Welcome again to the California Senate. Senator Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Leyva, can you give me a second?
Absolutely.
Senator Nguyen on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also want to join Senator Pan welcoming the interns here, but I want to do a special welcome to one who is actually in my district, who lives in my district, Celine Tan from the city of Fountain Valley. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nguyen. Senator Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members. I would like to welcome the College for All Coalition. I believe they're seated right here above me. They are from Senate District 20 and my good colleague from Pasadena, Senator Portantino, as well. So welcome to the California State Senate. Thanks for all you do.
Welcome. Senator Stern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I wanted to welcome a very special friend to the floor, a guy who actually got me involved in politics, was the president of my high school student council, my mentor. He's also one of the leaders of Boys State, and they're up here for their annual convention, an incredible civic engagement organization. They work with young men and get them on track to enter a life of service. Ryan Silver is also the president of an incredible organization for training other young men through his West Coast Elite Basketball Organization, which is in 20 states all over the country. I just want to take a moment to recognize one of my mentors and very best friends, Ryan Silver.
Thank you and welcome. Senator Bates.
Personal privilege announcement, please.
Without objection.
I want to congratulate the Senate's newest grandfather, our colleague Senator Scott Wilk. Yesterday, June 21st at 11:44 a.m., his daughter Allison Hicks gave birth to Ezekiel Brady Hicks, 8 pounds, 7 ounces, 21 inches long. Baby Allison and son-in-law Matt are doing very well, so let's congratulate him. He joins the ranks of us grandparents.
Mazel tov to Senator Wilkes and his family. Members, additional privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we're going to move to messages from the governor. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Moving to motions, resolutions, and notices, members. Without objection, the Senate journals for June 19th through June 22nd, 2017 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request that item 80, AB 693, by Assemblymember Irwin, be removed from consent upon request of the author.
Such will be the order. Members, any additional motions, resolutions, or notices? Seeing none, we're going to move to consideration of the daily file. Beginning with second reading, Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 458 with amendments, Assembly Bill 104, 113, 121, 122, 123, 125, 126 with amendments.
Second reading will be deemed read. Thank you. Members, we're going to move to governor's appointments. Oh, Senator Cannella. Members, is file item 31.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is for David Connolly and David Hopps, members of the Board of Pilot Commissioners for the Bays of San Francisco, San Pablo, and Mr. Connolly has been the vice president of the Sailors Union of the Pacific since 2000 and was a pilot boat operator at San Francisco Bar Pilots from 1996 to 2000. Mr. Hopps is a consultant with the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association and previously senior vice president at Matson Navigation Company. They were both approved by a unanimous 5-0 vote in the Senate Rules Committee hearing on May 24th. I ask for your aye vote.
Member, debate or discussion on this item? Debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Atkins, Bates, aye. Bell, aye. Berryhill, Bradford, Cannella, aye. De Leon, Dodd, aye. Fuller, aye. Gaines, Galgioni, aye. Glazer, Aye Hernandez. Aye Hertzberg. Aye Hill. Aye Hueso. Aye Jackson. Aye Lara. Aye Leba. Aye McGuire. Aye Mendoza. Aye Mitchell. Aye Monning. Aye Morlock. Aye Morrell. Aye Newman. Aye Wynn. Aye Nielsen. Aye Pan. Aye Porcentino. Aye Roth. Aye Skinner. Aye Stern. Stone. Aye Vidak. Aye Wachowski. Wiener. Wachowski, aye Wiener, aye Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. De Leon. Aye. Gaines. Stern.
Call the absent members.
Berryhill, Bradford, Gaines, Stern. Aye.
Ayes 37, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members are moving to file item 37. Senator Canella.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is for Judith Gregg, PhD, and Christian Rubikova, and William Gregory Sawyer, PhD, member of the California Student Aid Commission. Mr. Gregg has been appointed to represent independent colleges on the commission. She is the president of Notre Dame University in the Bay Area. Christian Rubikova is a student at Cal State Northridge and has been appointed to the student position on the commission. Greg Sawyer is being reappointed to represent public universities on the commission. He's the vice president of student affairs at CSU Channel Islands. All three passed out of the Rules Committee on a unanimous vote. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Members, to bear discussion on this item, seeing and hearing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Lara. Aye. Leba. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Newman. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nielsen. Aye. Pan. Aye. Porcentino. Aye. Roth. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Aye. Vidak. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Call the absent members.
Berryhill. Bradford. De Leon. Aye. Gaines. Jackson. Aye. Roth. Aye.
Ayes 37, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're going to lift the call. I already did. Members, we're going to lift the call on file item 67. We're lifting the call on file item 67. Member Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Fuller. Bell. Aye to no. Fuller. Gaines. Wynn. Nielsen. Stone. Bates, aye. Wynn, aye. Stone, aye.
Ayes 35, noes 1. The measure passes. Members, we're going to return to consideration of the file, continuing with unfinished business. File item 40. Senator Roth. Pass temporarily. File item 41. Senator Anderson. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 333 by Senator Anderson, an act laying to trusts.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This measure is back in concurrence from the Assembly. All we did was take some technical amendments You all voted for it before, and I ask that you do it again. Thank you.
Members, the better discussion on this item. Is there objection to using our unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 37, no 0, the measure passes. No, I'm sorry, the assembly amendments are concurred in. Members, we're moving to Senate third reading, beginning with file item 43. Senator Dodd. Pass on file. File item 44. Senator Atkins. Pass on file. File item 45. Senator Stern. Pass on file. File item 46. Senator Newman. Not his desk. File item 47. Senator Skinner. Pass on file. File item 48. Senator Jackson. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 44 by Senator Jackson relative to the United States National Marine Sanctuaries.
Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. President and members and colleagues. If I could have your attention, please. If I could have your attention, please. This is a resolution in response to the current executive order on reviewing designations of our very important National Marine sanctuaries. I rise with this resolution declaring that the United States National Marine Sanctuaries are indeed a national treasure that belong to California, to Californians, and to all Americans, and should be maintained for them and for future generations. Our iconic coast and marine waters are one of the United States' most precious resources, and as elected officials, it is our duty to ensure their long-term viability and opportunity for future generations to experience and enjoy the glory of our magnificent coastal waters. Not only are they good for the soul, but indeed our oceans and coasts serve as key services for recreation, exploration, relaxation, and the tourism and recreational aspects alone account for the state's $45 billion ocean economy. Our fishing industries are dependent upon it, and it is a sign and a reflection of the things that Californians hold dear. They are gifts that we receive that we need to protect so that we can enjoy them and pass them on to future generations. Under the National Marine Sanctuary Act, the United States Secretary of Commerce is authorized to designate areas of our marine environment that are of national significance for their conservation, recreational, historic, scientific, and educational value. California has four of these marine sanctuaries, which include the Cordell Bank, the Greater Farallones, Monterey Bay, and the Channel Islands, which are in my district. They are held in the public trust for current and future Californians, and they provide a habitat to several marine mammal species, 180 fish species, 70 bird species, remote coral reefs, and one of the world's largest white shark populations. I was somewhat hesitant to mention that last one, but the fact is they are part of the ecosystems that keep our oceans robust and healthy. In 2015, former Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker, in response to widespread public support and engagement, authorized the expansion of the Cordell Bank and Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuaries to great public approval and appreciation. But despite the widespread public support these have, President Trump, at the end of his 100-day agenda, signed an executive order that directly threatens these critical marine protected areas. And in addition to calling for new offshore oil drilling that contradicts California's leadership, fighting to prevent and get away from fossil fuels toward clean, renewable energy, this executive order directs the United States Commerce Secretary to reconsider several national marine sanctuaries that were designated and expanded across the two previous presidential administrations, Republican and Democratic alike. And just last week, our United States Senators, Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris, called upon the Commerce Secretary to preserve the boundaries of these national marine sanctuaries that are currently under review and urged us to protect from any degradation or reduction in these extraordinary resources. Starting tomorrow, and the reason this is important and timely today, starting tomorrow, all Californians will have the opportunity to voice their opinion to the Trump administration about this effort to undermine these sanctuaries. The Office of National Marine Sanctuaries under the NOAA, National Association and Atmospheric Administration, will open a limited 30-day comment period during which the public can express its concerns and let them know exactly how they feel about these important treasures. These should not be taken from the people of our state, and their boundaries should not be up for reconsideration. Members, please join me in this resolution, which strongly affirms the importance of maintaining these national treasures in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted attack. With that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, debate or discussion on this item? Debate or discussion? Seeing, hearing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. No. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Canella. Aye. De Leon.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. Morrell. No. Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone. Fidak. No. Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill. Bradford. Fuller. Gaines. Morlock. Nilsson.
No.
Stone.
Ayes 30, noes 4. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're moving to File item 49, Senator Mendoza, not his desk. File item 50, Senator Bradford. File item 50, perfect. Members, we're gonna move on to the consent calendar. Are there any members that would like to remove an item from the consent calendar? Seeing none, Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 464, 341, and Assembly Bill 760.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. Bradford. Canella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines. Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Nilsson, aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Gaines. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes 37, no zeros. The consent calendar is adopted. Members, we're returning to motions and resolutions. It's a time for adjourned memories. Seeing none, we Senator De Leon, there's no further business. The desk is clear.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a very constructive next few days with your constituents. And we will reconvene, I should say, on Monday at 2 p.m. Monday at 2 p.m. Thank you very much.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a good weekend, members.